In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
The Daniel Penny manslaughter trial getting underway with opening statements today. Let's get a preview from our Glenn Shuck.
Yeah, good morning. It was May of 2023 in a Manhattan subway car that former Marine Daniel Penny put Jordan Neely in the chokehold, and it got national attention. Neely died, and now these jurors of seven women and five men are going to decide the fate of Daniel Penny. Opening statements today, and we believe maybe they'll hear from the first witness as well, these jurors will. We checked in with New York City trial attorney Eric Subin.
If the witnesses are saying, just another day on the New York subway, this guy was harmless, I wasn't concerned about him, then self-defense is going out the window. On the other hand, if you're hearing from strap hangers who are scared out of their wit, anxiously awaiting the subway doors to open so they can flee out on whatever the next station is, that really helps put the jurors in the mind of Daniel Penny.
Penny faces up to 15 years in prison if he is convicted of that second-degree manslaughter charge. Now, we're being told the trial could last until mid-December. Of course, we'll be following. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Mayor Adams returning to court today. This is where his lawyers will try to get the bribery charge against him dismissed. The mayor, who is also charged with wire fraud and conspiracy, is accused of accepting flight upgrades and other luxury travel perks valued at $100,000, along with illegal campaign contributions from a Turkish official and other foreign nationals looking to buy his influence. Specifically, they say that includes fast-tracking the opening of a consulate building deemed unsafe by fire inspectors. The mayor's lawyers argue that prosecutors are trying to criminalize, quote, normal and perfectly lawful acts that Adams undertook when he was borough president, and that the bribery count in particular does not meet the federal standard of a crime. Halloween night gunfire on the Upper West Side, where two teens were shot near West 71st and Amsterdam Avenue. This witness spoke to ABC 7.
They were panicking.
Yeah.
Some of the guys were calling somebody that their friend got shot. Somebody were calling 911. And then, in a few minutes, the police came.
Several people ran into a nearby McDonald's, including a 17-year-old boy who was shot in the leg. He was taken to the hospital and should be okay. A 19-year-old later turned up at another hospital with gunshot wounds to the shoulder and arm. Also from that same incident, he is stable. Cops are now looking for two men in their 20s who took off on a city bike. New very disturbing information on the newborn found dead outside a building on St. Lawrence Avenue in the Bronx. Police say that infant had been thrown out of a window. The 14-year-old mother has been found and is being questioned by police. The medical examiner will determine whether the child was born alive. Cops searching for the man who was on a motorized scooter in the Bronx when he tried to snatch a woman's chain from around her neck and ended up dragging her to the ground. This was Wednesday afternoon around 4 o'clock at Hunt and Van Nest Avenues. The woman was treated for minor injuries. The suspect, who is said to be in his teens or early 20s, has a small circle tattoo on the right side of his face. We'll have a photo going up at 1010winds.com. So it turns out the New York State trooper who was shot and wounded by a driver on the Southern State Parkway in West Hempstead late Wednesday was trying to help what he thought was a stranded motorist. The officer needed surgery to his leg. He should be okay. State Police Superintendent Stephen James.
Someone who is willing to fire a gun at a law enforcement officer is most certainly a dangerous individual. So in order to ensure the safety of the public, we would like to get that person in custody as soon as possible.
To that end, a total of $15,000 in reward money is now being offered. Cop Shot offering $10,000, $5,000 coming from Suffolk Crime Stoppers. Anyone with information is asked to please call 800-COP-SHOT. So if your kid is too out of it, next Wednesday, stay home. That's the word from the principal at the private Ethical Cultural Fieldston School on Manhattan's Upper West Side. The New York Times says Principal Stacy Bobo sent an email out that acknowledged that this may be a high stakes and emotional time for their community and promised a safe space for students with the support they need. She says there will be no homework assignments on Election Day and that excused absences will be allowed for students who feel unable to fully engage in class. City officials talking about the technology being used to stop city kids from staging what could be a deadly stunt.
With the number 7 train as a backdrop, Mayor Adams said drones have helped save the lives of 114 New Yorkers, one as young as 9.
Can you imagine a 9-year-old on top of that train? And the young people we've lost, look at the ages of these young people.
Since her 15-year-old son Zachary died subway surfing last year, Norma Nazario has been pushing for change.
No mother should have to carry her child's funeral cart. I'm here because we need to do more to keep our kids safe.
Nazario blames a social media challenge for her son's death. The city is suing several companies over dangerous content. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Woodside, Queens.
The city council speaker and others out with their alternative now to the mayor's City of Yes housing plan. It's called City for All. And council member Perina Sanchez tells 1010 Winds it looks at the bigger picture.
City of Yes is a zoning proposal. It is an important component of addressing the housing crisis, but it's not holistic. It's not going to get us to the solutions that we need to see to address all aspects of the housing crisis.
Well, the mayor's plan involves rezoning to create more apartments. The council says its plan includes, among other things, housing preservation efforts, investment in community infrastructure, stronger tenant protections, better use of housing vouchers, and increased capacity for housing agencies. So far, no comment from the mayor's office. Take the path in and out of Hoboken? Well, you'll need to make alternative plans for early next year. That's because the station is going to be closed from Thursday, January 30th through 5 a.m. Tuesday, February 25th. Yeah, like a whole month. Riders telling CBS 2.
Oh, well, that'll be really inconvenient for me.
Hell no. We need that.
Maybe they don't have to pick the coldest month of the year.
Hoboken Councilman Paul Prezenzino.
My major concern was for my taxi hub here. These are people that are working paycheck to paycheck, and they rely on this on commuters. So I'd ask the path that they could take some look at that. I do feel for some of my businesses here.
The Port Authority says, among other things, they need the shutdown to both repair and replace thousands of feet of track on what is a 116-year-old rail network. While the work is taking place, there will be extra Port Authority buses between Hoboken and Midtown, as well as buses to take folks to the Jersey City PATH station. An interesting study with a warning for women not to eat too much sugar, either while pregnant or while nursing.
With data from the UK Biobank, over 60,000 people were studied following the end of sugar rationing in 1953. Early life sugar rationing reduced type 2 diabetes risk by 35% and high blood pressure risk by 20%, while delaying the onset of these diseases a few years. The protective effects were strongest for those limiting sugar during pregnancy and postnatally. Science magazine says more studies needed, as only people from wealthier and healthier backgrounds were studied.
That's correspondent Chuck Sievertson. Researchers from the University of Southern California, who looked at the UK data, concluded that early sugar may impact psychological programming in the womb, as well as creating a lifelong sweet tooth that could damage the future health of the child.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.